In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart, and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us join in reading the introit for this morning. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church that, following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this morning is taken from Genesis chapter 22, beginning with verse 1. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here am I. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains on which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose, and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here and with the donkey, and I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." He said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went, both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This morning we're going to hear from Psalm 25 rather than a gradual. "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sin of my youth or my transgression. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies." The epistle lesson for this morning is taken from the book of James, chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of glory, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am being tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember back in the days of school, and we'd ask that question, how'd you do on your test? Or we might be more specific even, how did you answer questions 3 through 6? That might have been a little challenging for us, but we want to see whether or not we passed. In this morning's Old Testament lesson, we hear about a test, but it's not a math test or a history test, but it is about faith. This test is about faith. And in this test, we're going to see certain people carrying out God's word. God's word comes to Abraham, and he is directed to take his son to Moriah and there to sacrifice him. And you know, Abraham is obedient, and he goes about preparing for the sacrifice. He takes his son and a couple servants, and they go. No questions asked. He doesn't ask God, how is he going to do this since you promised me Isaac? He knows what God can do. So we would say Abraham has faith. He takes it right to the brink. His dagger is in the air. He's ready to slaughter his son, and then the angel of the Lord stops him, saying, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Wow, so close to following through, yet God stops him. Thankfully, God stops him. But even had Abraham plunged that dagger into his son, there was no doubt in Abraham's mind that God would raise him up again, because God had promised him that Isaac would be this heir. Even the writer of the Hebrews talks about Abraham when he talks about Abraham and faith. For the writer of the Hebrews says, before there was the law, Abraham was judged righteous, not by works of the law, but by faith. That's very important for us to always keep in mind, because what Abraham did, his obedience reflected his trust in God. How are we doing with the tests that God sends our way? We just came through a nasty winter storm, and many of us have been challenged by the things that took place. How did we do as God's children? Did our lives reflect where we were putting our trust? Can we look back on the previous days and say, yes, I trusted God. I turned to Him. I prayed to Him. I knew He would take care of my needs, and He came through. Because, you know, God always does come through. It may not be the way we expect, and sometimes it's more than we expect. But faith is so important in this salvation we have through Jesus Christ. Interesting part of the story in the Old Testament, of course, is that little bit of conversation Isaac has with his dad. He looks and he sees the wood and he sees the fire, but something's missing. There is no lamb for the sacrifice. Abraham tells Isaac, God will provide. And God does provide the sacrifice, but it won't be a lamb in this situation. Instead, it's a ram that got caught in a thicket. This event foreshadows our Lord's own sacrifice. We see images in this story that remind us of Jesus, Isaac, the one and only son of Abraham. And Abraham loves his son with all of his heart. Mark records this for us after Jesus was baptized, that he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." Mark goes on to write about how Jesus was driven into the wilderness by the Spirit of God in order to confront Satan. It is after a 40-day period that Jesus is ministered by angels so that he is refreshed for the work that he has to do. It's important also, though Mark doesn't mention it, but let's mention it, Jesus never gave in to any of the temptations. He just countered those temptations that Satan laid out in front of him with the Word of God. And the Word of God was strong enough to send Satan running, you know. But the angels come, they minister to Jesus, and then Jesus goes back to Galilee and begins the ministry of proclamation, and also of the miracles that he does in healing the sick, raising the dead, curing the lame, all kinds of signs that show that Jesus is the true Son of God. We have God's word spoken at the baptism. We have these signs as evidence that here stands the one whom John the Baptist called the Lamb of God. This is the Lamb. This is the one that Abraham perhaps foresaw when he told his son that God would provide the Lamb. And so Jesus comes to carry our burdens, to carry our sins upon himself. He is the one that is our Redeemer. The recompense for all of our sins is laid on him. We are declared before God as being righteous, as Abraham was declared being righteous by faith. We have this wonderful gift that God gives us through faith. Faith that has come to us through the proclamation of the Word, the proclamation of this gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection. You know, this season of Lent has begun, and it's a time of reflection, self-reflection, on our need for forgiveness and the great cost that it was in order to purchase this gift of righteousness. Let us remember our Lord during this time as we walk with him and we see again his passion. Let us be close with him and learn from him, so that we can stand during those times of testing and not lose hope or not lose our confidence in God, but always to turn to him in obedience as Abraham did, trusting in him with our whole heart and knowing, though we may not see the whole picture, God's going to take care of us. And that's good news for us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Join in the prayers of the church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Lord to remember us according to his steadfast love and goodness in Christ, and to instruct and lead us by his Spirit in his ways, that we may repent and believe the gospel, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Lord, who placed the wood of the cross on the back of his only begotten Son, to bless his church and all those called to preach and teach with the certainty that the gates of hell, which Christ possessed through his death, cannot prevail against them, and for bold faith to trample every power of the enemy underfoot, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. To the Father of lights, from whom every good and perfect gift come, that he would keep us from being enticed by our own desires to misuse his gifts and sin, for his help to use them rightly in service to him and our neighbor, and for him to bless all our leaders, that we may be governed wisely and justly for the good of this present generation and all those to come. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all catechumens and their teachers, all children and their parents, and every Christian home, that God would preserve them from the assaults of the evil one, and as Christ overcame Satan in the desert by the word of God, give us victory through him with his word. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Most High, who is our refuge in every trouble, and has promised to hear us when we call to him, that he would command his angels to guard our brothers and sisters and all those who suffer in our midst, and keep them from every evil that can befall the body, mind, and soul. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. In thanksgiving for those before us whom God brought forth by the word of truth, and who now live and reign in his presence with his Son, and that the Lord would bring us to full maturity by this same word which brought us forth in baptism, that we too may be gathered with them and his Son on the glorious harvest of the last day, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.